Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's no such thing as a pre-Adamic race. A lot of good Bible teachers, good men, they're wrong on this one. They believe that there was somebody before Adam. Adam was the first. Eve come out. How many of you have ever heard of it? Okay, maybe. How many of you have never heard of a pre-Adamic race? Wow, okay. Well, there are some Bible teachers that teach that before Adam there was what's called a pre-Adamic race, and they were the ones who messed up and all, but we won't go into there. By the way, I have a note here. We're going to be able to judge angels, 1 Corinthians 6:4. When will this take place? Well, again, I'm of the opinion. You know what opinions are? I think they mentioned this somewhere in the Bible study. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. I'm of the opinion that during the millennial reign of Christ, we're going to have the ability to capture these demons, these angelic beings that have bothered us, and we'll be able to apprehend them. We couldn't do that now. We don't have the ability. But during the millennial reign of Christ, that's when I think he said, do you not know that you're going to judge angels? I think that's when it be, maybe a little bit during tribulation period. I don't think so. I think it's more set aside for the millennial reign of Christ. We know that as far as the work of angels, Hebrews 1:14, they are ministering spirits to, matter of fact, turn to me, I want you to see this. Hebrews chapter number 1. Verse number 14 is speaking of angels, because in verse number 13, to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Then verse number 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So we see that the work of the angelic being, the good angels, the holy angels, they're ministering spirits to help us. And we talked about this a week or two ago about encouraging us and all. I just read something yesterday about a lady who went to heaven and God spoke to her and she came back to earth. And people believe that. Now, if I ever get to say that, if I say God took me to heaven, that's when you can lock me up in a loony bin, okay? Anyway, they're ministering spirits. That's why later on in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 2, it says basically, be careful that you may entertain angels unawares. I don't understand it all. But the same way angels could put on some kind of human form, we see that they appeared in to Lot, they appeared to Abraham, they appeared to Peter, they appeared in human form. Outside that human form, they're spirits. We are surrounded by an innumerable number of angels at this moment. In this building, I can't comprehend it. We are in the presence of angels. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
We are. That's why it ought to be even more precious to us and careful that when we come into a house of worship that we are surrounded not just by God. We're in the presence of God. We're in the presence of holy angels. It makes our worship a lot more serious, doesn't it? Anyway, there are spirits. Angels are interested in the salvation of sinners. We looked at that 1 Peter 1:12. That they can't understand. They look into those things because they were never forgiven. Angels, what we would, Bible scholars say, were on a probation period. Once they fell, they were forever be unholy angels. There's no repentance. There's no forgiveness. Once they did that, the holy angel will forever be holy. The unholy angel will forever be unholy. And that's why the angels in 1 Peter 1:12, it talks about, they look into these things, desiring this thing about salvation, because they've never experienced that. They've never experienced forgiveness. Interesting. We looked at that angels protect the physical life of believers. The guardian angels, we looked at a whole slew of scriptures, and we've had some actual testimony, and even from my own life, I know you have experiences sometimes where in your past something saved you from death, or should I say someone saved you from death. I believe we all have guardian angels. Angels transport the soul and spirit of the believer to heaven. We looked at that. Luke 16:22. When Lazarus died. Well, turn me there. I want you to see that one. Luke chapter 16, verse number 22. It's the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Verse number 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. So we see also that the angels carry the soul, the spirit of the believer. Then somebody asked a question to Kyler at the fellowship Friday. Who was that? By the way, wasn't that a good fellowship Friday evening? Somebody said, who was that? Robert, was that you? No. Somebody said, I got a Bible question for you and for Kyler. I said, well, give it to Kyler. It was you, wasn't it?
It was in the Gospel of John.
Yeah, okay. It was okay. About John and the last part of John. Okay. And I told David, I said, well, ask the question to Kyler. And if he can't answer, then I'll answer it. But give him an opportunity to see what he says about it. And he gave him the right answer. Okay. And so, it was about whether John would ever die or not. Remember that last part? Okay. Well, when believers die, they're transported to heaven. Before the death of Christ, they were in the underworld. And that's why you find the bosom of Abraham. So don't get, or am I going too fast for y'all? Before the crucifixion, all unbelievers and believers were in the underworld. There's a separation. That's the story of rich man and Lazarus. Send Lazarus over here. He could dip his hand in a cup of water and quench my thirst. And Abraham said, no, he can't go over there, and you can't come over here. There's a great gulf fixed between us. Well, at the death of Christ, he emptied the underworld of believers. Peter talks about he led captivity captive. He led them out. And now they are to be absent from this body, is to be present with the Lord. You got the picture? Before the crucifixion, all believers were in the underworld. After the crucifixion, he would give you a Bible. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So Peter talked about he went to the underworld and preached. He to the unbelievers, talking about Jesus there. Well, the thought was when he emptied that, Jesus didn't give them a second chance to be saved. When he emptied that underworld, because they could see. Like Abraham, are y'all getting the picture? And they see Jesus. Y'all ever think about this? When he takes all them believers out, and there's the unbelievers witnessing this. Anyway, there's so much here, I got to move on. But they transport the soul and the spirit of the believer to heaven. Matthew 18:10, they exercise the ministry of protection toward children. And Matthew 18:10, it talks about, let's look at it real quick. Matthew 18:10. Because it actually has a plurality here of angels. I'd say we have more than one angel watching over us.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.